请我们大家翻到启示录。
Please turn to the book of Revelation.
第三章。
In the third chapter.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第一节。
Starting from verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒坚固那剩下将要衰微的因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die for I have not found your works perfect before God
第四节
Verse 4
然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的他们要穿白衣与我同行因为他们是配得过的
You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
凡得胜的比这样穿白衣。
He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments.
第六节。
Verse 6.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你在你复活的早晨，我们在聚集在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you that in the resurrected morning we gather before your feet.
今天早晨你有什么话要对我们说
？Lord, if there's any words this morning you want to speak to us.
我们说我们都在这里。
Lord, we say we're all here.
我们好像都没有准备好要接受你的恩典。
It seems that none of us are ready to receive your grace.
但是你已经准备好把恩典赏给我们。
But Lord, you are ready to give us grace.
你给我们的不只是恩典，而且是恩上加恩。
And not only you give grace, but grace to grace.
为了这个缘故，我们向你献上感谢。
Lord, for this reason, we give you thanks.
这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen. 我们刚才所读的这段圣经是在启示录第三章。
So the passage we just read is in Revelation chapter 3.
我们知道说启示录第二、第三章讲的有七个教会。
We know that in the second and the third chapter of Revelation it spoke of seven churches.
是小亚细亚的七个教会。
In Asia Minor there are seven churches.
约翰呢受感动就写信给这七个教会。
When John was touched, he wrote the letters to the seven churches.
当他写这些信的时候，约翰当然就说了许多的话。
When he wrote these letters, he spoke many words.
但这些话实在算是主自己直接说的。
But these words are spoken directly by the Lord.
我们知道这些话一定是重要的话。
We know these are very important words.
圣灵借着保罗也写了七封教会的书信。
The Spirit through Paul also wrote seven letters to seven churches.
那是教会很正常的时候写的。
That's when the time the church is normal.
而在那个时候，圣灵借着保罗说话，乃是间接的说话。
That time spoke through Paul indirectly.
保罗说的话就是主说的话。
What Paul said is the Lord said.
现在到了教会反常的时候。
So now in the abnormal time.
现在主是借着约翰说话。
The Lord spoke through John.
但是更重要的，当这七封书信的时候，我们的主亲自的说话。
But very importantly, the Lord spoke directly.
到了一个时候，我们的主他要直接的对他教会说话。
At this time, the church want to speak directly to the churches.
所以这七封书信里面就是主我们的主亲自对他的教会所说的一番的话。
So these seven letters records what the Lord said to the churches directly.
我再说在保罗书信在新约里面主对他教会说了许多的话。
I say again, Paul, in his letters said many words to the church.
但这七封书信
But the seven letters
是我们的主亲自对教会说的
spoken directly by the Lord.
但是问题就是有一个危险，我们可能没有耳朵能听得见。
But we have a danger is that we may not have the ears to hear.
所以在每封书信的结尾都是说圣灵向众教会所说的话， 凡有耳的都应当听。
At the end of every letter it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
虽然这个话对以弗所说的。
This word said to the church in Ephesus.
但是主说事实上圣灵也向众教会说。
But in fact, that the Holy Spirit also speaks to all the churches.
虽然主对士美那说。
Even though he said to Smyrna,
他也是对众教会说。
And he also said to all the churches.
所以圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听。
So、he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
所以虽然收信的是七个教会。
So the seven churches on the receiving end of the
letters, 所有的教会都要听。
But all the churches have to listen.
现在不是借着使徒说话。
Now we're not speaking through the disciples.
现在不是做的 preacher, 不是借着传道人说话。
We're not speaking through the preachers.
现在我们主亲自说话。
Now the Lord spoke to us directly.
有的时候神的仆人说话我们听听就睡着了。
Sometimes the servant of the Lord speak and we fall asleep.
虽然许多神话语的知识那么忠心话语那么透亮我们还是没有听见。
Even though the faithfulness of the servants they spoke so faithfully, we do not hear.
但是现在不要忘记。
But don't forget.
现在我们的主是亲自对我们说话。
The Lord now speaks to us directly.
如果我们说在圣经里面有哪些话是主亲自对教会说的。
If we ask, what are the words that the Lord said directly to the churches?
那么启示录第二章第三章是再清楚不过。
And then Revelations 2 and 3 are very clear.
所以我请大家记得。
So please remember.
神借着主借着保罗给七封给教会的七封书信。
Through Paul, the seven letters to the churches.
我说哥林多前后算是一本一封。
First Corinthians is one.
贴前贴后这算是一封。
First and Second Thessalonians is one.
那么总的来说保罗有七封给教会的书信。
So then in total you have seven letters to the churches.
约翰也七封给教会的书信。
And John also had seven letters to the church.
在保罗的时候教会是正常的。
At the time of Paul, the church is in normal state.
现在教会反常了。
Now the church is in abnormal state.
所以你看主说话的方式改变了。
So you see the way the Lord speaks is different.
好像是我们的主亲自要上前线喊话一样。
It seems that the Lord is going to the front line to yell.
好像这个仗要慢慢就打败仗了。
It seems that we're retreating at the war.
所以元帅亲自跑到前线来对我们说话，来喊话。
So the commander of the army went to the front line.
所以请记得弟兄姊妹。
So please remember.
当教会正常的时候。
When the church is at the normal state,
我们主可以借着他的出口，借他 mouthpiece,
the Lord through his mouthpiece,
像忠心的保罗，
people like Paul,
能够发表神的话，
they can express the word.
因为教会正常，耳朵也正常。
Because the church is normal and their ears are normal.
所以虽然我们主是借着第三者来说话。
So even though the Lord spoke through a third person.
因为他相信这些第三者能忠心地传达他自己的话。
Because he believed that the third person can express his words faithfully.
但是教会反常了。
But when the church is in abnormal state.
教会仍旧有耳朵。
The church has an ear.
但是已经听不见了。
But they cannot hear.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在这种的光景底下。
In that condition.
我们的主要亲自上前线喊话。
The Lord needs to go to the front line and tell us things.
这就是第二章跟第三章。
This is in chapter 2 and 3.
所以我不知道弟兄姊妹你们对这些话有没有感觉。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know you have a feeling about these words.
你觉得今天的教会是正常呢还是反常？
Do you feel the church today is normal or abnormal?
你觉得今天的教会的光景完全满足神的心意吗？
Do you think that the condition of the church satisfies the will of the Lord?
我们一个礼拜聚会了又聚会。
We gather week after week.
好像当初主耶稣来到地上圣殿每天都一早就打开了。
It's like the time of the Lord Jesus, the temple opens up early in the morning.
然后祭司就进到圣殿里。
And the priest went into the temple,
他们就献祭了。
And they offer sacrifices.
有早祭有晚祭。
A morning sacrifice and evening sacrifice.
每天祭司在那里忙碌。
And the priests were busy.
他们要宰杀许多的羊羔。
They have to kill many cattle.
要为百姓赎罪。
To redeem the
sins. 从早忙到晚。
From early in the morning to late in the
morning. 到了晚上门关起来了。
At night they closed the door.
第二天早上太阳起来。
And next morning the sunrise.
你看又在那里忙碌。
And they start to get busy again.
让我们记得。他们没有一分钟是闲着的。
They do not have a moment of quietness.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们没有想到。
they did not think.
主耶稣来到自己的地方。
When the Lord came to his own place,
特别到最后一个礼拜的时候。
Especially at the very last week,
他必须要到另外一个地方才能找到安息。
He has to go to another place to find rest.
所以就着犹太教来讲，一切都是正常的。
So in terms of Judaism, everything is normal.
如果这样的话，我们的主为什么要哭耶路撒冷？
If that's the case, why did the Lord weep for Jerusalem?
当一个人忙碌的时候。
When the person is busy,
他没有时间 reflect, 没有时间去想。
He doesn't have time to reflect.
所以他有一个错觉，觉得我这么忙，我一定是对的。
So he has an illusion that if I'm this busy, I must be right.
你看见吗？一个人一忙的时候。
See, when someone is busy.
你叫中国字的忙啊，左边是心，右边是王。所以意思就是说，你一忙起来，你的心就忙了。
So in the Chinese word busy, it's when you're busy, your heart is disturbed.
那么中国这个忘字是下面是心，上面也是忘。
The Chinese word forget is, there's a heart.
所以你一忙起来以后，弟兄姊妹，你什么都忘记了。
So when you get busy, you forget everything.
你忘记自己属灵的光景。
You forget your spiritual condition.
你看我那么忙。
You look at me, I'm so busy.
我一定是对的。
I have to be right.
犹太人觉得他们忙，他们是对的。
The Jews think that if they're busy, they have to be right.
主说将来一块石头都不留在一块石头。
The Lord said, you know, one stone will not remain on the other.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
在这里我们很清楚了。
We're very clear.
当教会不能满足神的心的意的时候。
When the church cannot satisfy the will of the Lord.
现在你看见说约翰给了七封书信。
Now you see John wrote seven letters.
这跟保罗的不一样。
This is different from Paul's.
那现在我们的主就每一个教会他就直接的对他们说话。
So every church, the Lord speak to them directly.
那么这七个教会都是小亚细亚的教会。
So these seven churches are in Asia Minor.
小亚细亚就是今天的土耳其的西南部那块的地方。
So that would be the east southwest of Turkey today.
那么那一带叫小亚细亚。
So that's called Turkey, Asia Minor.
其实小亚细亚不止是七个教会。
In fact, that there's more than seven churches.
但是圣灵用这七个教会做代表。
But the Spirit used these seven churches as representatives.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为凡是对以弗所所说的，就是向众教会所说的。
Because whatever said to the church in Ephesus is said to the churches everywhere.
那么今天以弗所的光景一定是众教会的光景。
So then the church in Ephesus must represent the condition of all the churches.
所以每个人都应该听才对。
So every person should hear.
所以我们知道说这七个教会乃是指着教会初期的时候，第一个世纪的时候，的的确确在小亚细亚有这么七个教会。
So we should see that in the first century, there's actually the seven churches in Asia Minor.
那现在我们的主就对他们说话。
So now the Lord speaks to them.
当主对他们说话的时候。
So when the Lord speaks to them,
你才知道说这些教会到了第一个世纪快结束的时候。
You realize they have come to the very end of the first century.
那他们的情形是什么样的情形？
So what are their conditions?
比方说其中有一个教会是以弗所的教会。
For example, a church in Ephesus.
那以弗所的教会就是当初非常叫神的心得到满足的教会。
In the past, it satisfied the heart of the Lord.
你记得主对门徒们说过。
You remember the Lord said to his disciples,
话我不能对你们说。
Some words I cannot say to you.
因为你们担当不起。
Because you cannot bear.
你们的生命还很幼嫩。
And your spiritual life is young.
说重一点就把你的压垮了。
If I say something heavy, I'll crush you.
所以什么时候如果主能够什么话都说的话。
So whenever the Lord can speak all things.
那就表示说我们慢慢长大了。
And that means we gradually grow up.
所以我们知道保罗就能把最高的启示给在以弗所的教会。
So we can see that Paul can say the highest revelation.
以弗所的教会能担当得起
because they can bear.
这是什么？这是以弗所的教会。
This is the church of Ephesus.
那么，请大家记得。
So please remember.
三十几年以后。
So some 30 years later.
结果主对以弗所怎么说呢？
So what does the Lord said to church of Ephesus?
你要悔改。
You need to repent.
这句话怎么是对教会说的呢？
How can you say this to the church?
这句话是对外邦人说的。
This is something we say to the Gentiles.
对于不信的人说的。
This is something we say to the non-believers.
现在怎么说教会要悔改呢？
Why did it say the church you need to repent?
尤其当初以弗所教会。
Especially the church of Ephesus.
他们所得的启示是最高的启示。
They received the highest revelation.
三十几年后。
30 years later.
他们改变了吗？
have they changed?
有的没有改变。
They have not changed. Some of
them. 他们仍旧非常的劳碌。
They're still very busy.
30年来他们没有改变他们劳碌的习惯。
30 years they did not change their habit of business.
他们仍旧忍耐。
They prevailed.
30年来他们从来没有改变过他们的忍耐。
30 years they did not change their perseverance.
他们仍旧不能容忍恶人。
They still could not tolerate the evil.
30年前如此如此30年后也是如此。
30 years ago it was like that. 30 years later.
30年前他们试验过那些以为是使徒的。
30 years ago they tested those who are their apostles.
30年后他们仍旧如此。
30 years later they still do that.
30年前他们忍耐为了主的劳苦而从来没有乏倦过。
30 years ago they labor and toil for the sake of the Lord and never felt tired.
弟兄姊妹，这样的教会不能叫主满足吗？
Can the church like this not satisfy part of the Lord?
曾经得着最高的启示。
They once received the highest revelation.
经过了30年。
30 years later.
他们热度并没有减退。
The heat did not
reduce. 仍旧劳苦。
They still labor.
仍旧劳碌。
They still toil.
仍旧试验使徒。
They still test the apostles.
仍旧不能容忍任何的罪恶。
They still cannot tolerate any evil.
请问弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
照着你的标准，
for your, as your standard,
照着我的标准，
if it's my standard,
这个教会太好了。
This is a great church.
拿我们今天的聚会和这个比比看，我们比得上吗？
We compare our assembly to them.
我们一定觉得惭愧得很。
We feel shame.
像这样的教会，
a church like this,
经过了三十年，
after 30 years,
还能有这样的局面，
still like that condition,
那应该很好，很好，很好。
Very good.
这样的教会还需要悔改吗？
The church like that need to repent.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见主对于教会的要求，
so you see the requirement for the church
是一个高水准的要求，
very high.
你看见吗？因为他所要得着的教会是荣耀的教会，
because what he wants to obtain is a glorious church,
是没有皱纹，是没有瑕疵，
no wrinkle or no blemish.
所以什么时候我们有了皱纹，有了瑕疵，
so when we have wrinkles or blemish,
我们的主一眼就看到了，
our Lord will see it right away.
所以现在我们的主要以弗所的教会要悔改，
so the Lord tells the church of Ephesus to repent.
那弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
在七个教会里面，
in the seven churches,
难道只有以弗所教会需要悔改吗？
Is it only the church of Ephesus who needs to repent? No.
是五个教会都需要悔改。
Five of them needs to repent.
如果七个有五个需要悔改的话，
If you say five out of seven needs to repent,
你就知道说教会到了第一个世纪结尾的时候，它属灵的光景是怎样，大家应该能够很清楚。
You will be very clear about the spiritual condition at the end of the first century.
所以弟兄姊妹，当主写这些信的时候，主呼召他们要悔改。
So when he wrote these letters, the Lord called them to repent.
那同时主也呼召得胜者。
The Lord also called for overcomers.
当教会大体失败的时候，
So when the church in general failed,
见证的责任仍旧扛在那些得胜者的身上。
The responsibility of the of witness, of testimony were laid on overcomers.
所以当约翰写这，当主给这七封书信的时候，
So when they wrote these seven letters,
对这七个教会一面有鼓励，一面有责备。
On one hand there's encouragement, on the other hand there's
chastisement. 这里有一种情形，好像恨铁不成钢一样。
It's like,
巴不得铁能变成钢。
They wish iron can become steel.
那怎么会变成钢呢？你看你这个要求当然是高的。
How can you make iron into steel? You have to have high standards.
一面主要他们悔改。
On one hand, they need to repent.
就像罪人需要悔改。
It's like sinners need to repent.
另一面主呼召得胜者。
On the other hand, the Lord calls for overcomers.
如果大家没有耳朵，最少得胜者有耳朵。
If the general public does not have an ear, unless the overcomer will have an ear.
所以现在主就对这些有耳朵的人说话。
So the Lord now speaks to those who have ears.
借着这些话，巴不得把教会带回完全的地步。
Through these words can bring the church back to, into the perfect condition.
那么这个是七个教会，当约翰在巴摩海岛默想的时候。
So these seven churches, John remembered when he was meditating in the.
他心中所挂念的这七个教会。
So these are the seven churches in his heart.
现在约翰是在被充军在巴摩海岛。
So John was sent away in the island of Patmos.
在没有充军在巴摩海岛以前。
Before he was sent to the island,
他乃是服侍小亚细亚的众教会。
So he was serving the seven churches.
到了主日的时候。
And Sunday morning,
他应该和他们在一起擘饼纪念主的时候。
He should be with them to break the bread.
结果他一个人。
But he was alone.
所以他怀念他们。
So he remembered them.
他想到以弗所的光景。
When he remembered the condition.
想到士美拿的教会。
He thought about Smyrna.
也想到别加摩的教会。
He thought about the church in Smyrna.
所以最少有七个教会在他的心上。
So these seven churches were in his heart.
当他默想的时候。
When he would meditate.
当圣灵感动他的时候。
When the Holy Spirit touched him.
结果主就对约翰说话。
The Lord spoke to John.
原来约翰心中要说的话。
Whatever John wanted to say,
很多就是我们主自己所要说的。
Were the same words that the Lord wanted to say.
所以一面是约翰的书信。
So on one hand, you have John's epistle.
一面是元帅亲自的对我们喊话。
And you also have the commander who speaks to us directly.
所以当约翰转过来听见主说话的时候。
So when John turned to and heard the word of the Lord.
主知道约翰的心情。
The Lord knows the feeling of John.
主知道说自从保罗被主接去以后。
And the Lord knows that when Paul was received to the Lord.
大概三十年又快过又过去。大概这个大概快三十年又快过去。
It's about 30 years has passed.
所以弟兄姊妹自从约翰从保罗的手里接过这几个教会来。
So when John received these churches from the hands of Paul.
他劳苦忍耐在那里工作。
He labored and persevered and he worked there.
那现在现在大概经过了三十年。
So now it's been 30 years.
弟兄姊妹你想想看如果这七个教会在保罗的时候。
If these seven churches at the time of Paul,
那个时候几乎是达到成熟的境地。
They have reached the maturity.
现在这些教会慢慢开始老化。
They now have aged.
现在七个教会五个教会需要改变。就要悔改。
Five churches out of seven needs to repent.
你能感觉到约翰能感觉。
You can feel what John feels.
你这样一个神的仆人。
You know, a servant of the Lord.
如果主迟延，他总要到主那里去的。
If the Lord tarry, he will go to the Lord.
但什么时候主把他接去最好？
But when is it best for the Lord to take him?
他在那里浇灌，在那里不服侍教会。
And when he irrigated or he served the church.
一面做，一面看见在那里结果开花结果。
Once he worked, he see fruits.
当然，如果什么时候他看见丰收。
But whenever he sees a harvest,
你看教会慢慢达到成熟的境地。
When the church reaches maturity,
好像看着孩子长大了。
And you see your child has grown.
现在你的心愿了了。
And your heart is satisfied.
你不只看见他们不只看见他们学问高了，学业高了一段落。
Not only you see their grades improving.
你也看见他走到地毯的那一段。
走到地毯的那一段。Oh, you've also seen him on the other side of the carpet.
所以等到你看见这些你心里面就满足了。
And when you see these things, you're satisfied.
这个时候如果你必须要离开这世界你可以离开了。
So when you want to leave the world, this is a good time.
否则你的心愿不会了的。
Otherwise, your heart is not satisfied.
所以如果主把神的仆人太早接走了。
So if the Lord takes his servant too early,
他会有遗憾。
He will regret.
因为教会还没有长大。
Because the church is not yet grown.
就好像父母巴不得儿女能长大一样。
It's like parents are willing for the children to grow up.
所有忠心神的仆人都是如此。
So the faithful servants are like that.
所以你看最好是什么时候呢？
So when is the best time?
如果一定要把他接走的话。
If the Lord has to take him away.
那么最好的时候就是看这个教会已经长，这个羽毛已经长满了。
The best time is to see the churches are full.
所以在这个时候你看见吗？像保罗、彼得就这样的。
So this is time for Paul. And
保罗走的时候是最好的时候。
Paul left at the best time.
因为的的确确教会像以弗所了，像腓立比的，的确已经达到丰满的，达到非常成熟的地步。
Because the church in Ephesus or Philippi are grown very mature.
所以保罗是满意的。
So Paul was satisfied.
现在他说：“我当跑的路我已经跑尽。”
The race that I need to run, I have run.
所以他可以说我完全角责任了了。
I have done my responsibility.
这是保罗。
This is Paul.
但约翰呢？
But for John,
又多活了三十年。
He lived another 30 years.
如果没有这三十年，
if not these 30 years,
他所看见的教会是美好的。
He will see a perfect church.
但是问题就是多了三十年。
But the problem is he lived 30 more years.
他自己脸上有皱纹。
He has wrinkles on his own face. That's not strange.
他自己慢慢老化，他觉得是当然的。
He aged. He thinks that's reasonable.
他最不甘心的就是他看见教会和他一样也慢慢慢慢的老化。
But the most regretful thing is that the church aged with him.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是当他在巴摩海岛他默想这七个教会的时候他心中的情形
So these are the conditions of the seven churches when he meditated on the island of Patmos.
但是不要忘记
Don't forget.
因为启示录是一本讲预言的书
Revelation is a prophecy.
如果是讲预言的书
If it's a book of prophecy,
你所看见的不能只是第一世纪
You cannot just see the first century.
如果是预言的话
If it's a prophecy,
就给我们看见前面有好多的年年日日世世代代
You will see the ages and the generations that is to come.
如果主迟延的话
If the Lord tarry,
教会前面还有一段很长的历史
And the church, ahead of the church is a long history.
教会还有一段很长的路要走如果主迟延的话
There's a long way for the church to walk.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
主似乎对约翰说
It seems that the Lord said to John,
你所看见的只是一百年
What you have seen is just the first century.
你一生最多是一百岁。
Your life at most is 100 years.
你能看见教会的光景，能看多久呢？
How long?
最多是一百年。
The most you can see the church condition is for 100 years.
头33年。
First 33 years.
教会元首怎么诞生，怎么钉十字架，怎么升到天上。教会怎么诞生。
How the head of the church was born, how he walked to the cross, how the church was born.
那弟兄姊妹是头一个三十三年
so that's the first 33
到第二个三十三年
in the second 33,
就是使徒行传的三十三年
in the book of Acts,
教会怎么从诞生到成长一直到长成
how the church was born and grow and to maturity
那弟兄姊妹这是第二个三十三年
that is the second 33 years
等到约翰的时候
when you come to the time of John
你看见教会慢慢老化
you see the church aged
现在有了污秽现在有了斑点了
Now they have wrinkles.
现在有了皱纹了
They have, wrinkles.
那弟兄姊妹
Francis,
对于约翰来讲
For John,
如果教会真的要这样的话
If the church is becoming that,
为什么不叫约翰多得一点的安慰
why John cannot receive more comfort?
如果在教会最成熟的时候就像保罗一样被主接走不好吗
isn't it better for John to be taken to the Lord at the maturity?
为什么主还留约翰在这地上
Why does Lord keep John?
主的意思要折磨他主的意思要叫多学功课吗不是
is the Lord to torture him, to have him learn more lessons?
因为主老早知道有这么一天
Because the Lord a long time ago knew about this day.
所以主似乎安慰约翰说
So it seems that the Lord is comforting John.
你所看见的
What you're seeing
不过是一百年
It's just for 100 years.
我所看见的
What I see
最少是两千年
At least is 2,000 years.
明白吗？你所看见第一个时代第一个世纪教会已经老化了
When you see the first century the church has aged
你如果真的往前看的话
If you truly look ahead
如果你能看见像主所看的话
If you see what the Lord sees
那将来两千年三千的历史是怎么写的
2,000 years later, how is the history written?
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗
So you understand
这七个教会
These seven churches,
第一个世纪的七个教会
The seven churches in the first century
他们是代表
They are representative
神就用它来描写这两千年以来的整部教会的历史
God uses these seven churches to describe the entire church history in
2,000
years
一直到主回来
All the way until the Lord's return.
所以因着这个缘故
For this reason,
这七个教会一面是指着第一个世纪的七个教会
These seven churches are speaking one hand on the first century.
它反正是代表性的
It represents.
所以弟兄姊妹如果今天教会还存在的话
If the church is existing today,
那表示这些光景都存在的
So these conditions still remain.
所以弟兄姊妹就证明在整部教会历史里面如果你要形容整个教会历史的话那么应该就是七个教会所代表的
So these seven churches would represent the entire church history.
我再说一遍
I'll say this again.
主说我对他对以弗所说的教话
what he said to the church
members
is what he said to all the churches.
第一世纪有众教会
The first century there are many churches.
今天还有众教会
Today there are still all the
churches. 那今天众教会该听不该听
So the church today should we hear?
当然该听
Of course we should.
所以弟兄姊妹所以可见以弗所的光景到今天还有
So you see that the condition of Ephesus, we still have them today.
所以整个教会历史里面有以弗所的光景，有腓立帖菲的光景，有老底家光，通通有。
So the entire church is filled with the conditions of Ephesus, or Laodicea, Philadelphia.
那么因为以启示录是一本讲预言的书。
Because Revelation is a prophecy book.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
如果你仔细地把这个七个教会好好读过的话。
If you read these seven churches carefully,
现在你就明白了。
You will understand.
原来它是一部预言。
This is a prophecy.
它不只是指着第一个时代、第一个时代、第一个世纪的情形。
This does not just point to the first century.
它也给我们看见两千年来教会所要发生的事。
It will tell you all the things that are to come in the next 2,000 years.
所以等到你回过头去。
So when you look back.
和教会历史一对照的时候。
When you compare to the actual history.
你的眼睛就完全明亮了。
Your eyes will be open.
现在你读启示录就完全明白了。
Now you read Revelation, you will understand.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
如果这个不是预言的话，
If this is not a prophecy,
你的七封书你就读不懂了。
The seven letters you cannot understand.
我们举个很简单的例子。
A very simple example.
讲的腓立帖菲的得胜者的应许。
When you talk about Philadelphia, the overcomers.
那么主怎么说呢？
So what does the Lord say?
你既仍遵守我忍耐的道。
You have kept my commandments and persevered.
我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你免去
I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这告诉我们说，对于这些得胜者。
To those overcomers,
有一个应许是个背题的应许。
There is a promise of rapture.
那就是说，在整个大试探，整个那就是说，在这个大灾难来到以前。
Before the great tribulation comes.
他们要被提走的。
They will be taken to the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问一个问题。
They have to ask a question.
第一世纪如果这七个教会只限于第一个世纪的话，
If these seven churches are restricted to the first century,
这个话没有应验。
This word is not realized.
因为第一个世纪根本大灾难没有来到。
Because there was no great tribulation in the first century.
那如果第一个世纪大灾难没有来到的话，
IfThere's no great tribulation.
主的话等于白说吗？
Then the word of the Lord is in vain.
不可能的。
No.
主的话当然不能白说。
His word is not in vain.
所以可见在哪里？
So you'll see.
可见这个腓立帖菲如果这应许要应验的话，
If this promise is to be realized,
那就表示一直到主要回来以前，腓立帖菲存在的。
So even before the return of the Lord, there is church of Philadelphia.
不止在第一个世纪。
Not only in the first century.
现在大灾难还没有来到。
Today the great tribulation is still
here. 但是现在背起的应许已经有了。
But the promise of rapture is here.
所以可见说，到了后来，快到主回来的时候，那么尤其那个时候，很明显的，大概腓立帖菲就出现了。
But you will see that before the Lord's return, before the great tribulation, the Church of Philadelphia will appear.
所以因为这个缘故，
so for that reason,
你看这个七个教会很明显是个预教会的是个教会的预言。
These seven churches are prophecy for the church.
那这样我们来读它的时候就很有帮助。
So when we read that, it help us.
那这些都是预备的话。
So these are preparation words.
因为我的重点，我今天只和弟兄姊妹交通撒底的教会。
Today I only share with you the church in Sardis.
但是我们在讲撒底教会以前，我们需要打一点这样的底子。
But before we talk about that, we need to lay the foundation.
那么撒底教会以前乃是推亚推拉。
So before Sardis is Thyatira.
如果这是关于教会预言的话。
So if this is about the prophecy.
我们要问说，推亚推拉到底是指什么？在教会历史里哪一段的教会呢？
We'll ask, what does Thyatira represent in the church history?
那是指若教会在黑暗时代的教会。
That represents church in darkness.
那就是中古时期。
中古时期。
就是
Middle Evil time. Yeah.
那么在这个在中古时期，那个时候教会真的到了黑暗时期。
So when at the medieval time, the church is in the time of darkness.
那么我们说你怎么知道呢？
So we'll ask, how do you know?
你怎么知道推亚推拉乃是指的教会历史中黑暗时期的教会呢？
How do you know Thyatira represents the time of darkness?
很清楚的。
So it's clear.
因为这里对于推亚推拉有个得胜者的应许。
To the overcomers in Thyatira, there is a promise.
这个得胜者会得到什么呢？
What is the overcomer?Receive.
你看这里有一个应许是28节告诉我。
Let's read 28, verse 28.
我又要把晨星赐给他。
I will give him the morning star.
想想看。
Think about it.
什么叫晨星？
What is the morning?
为什么要有晨星？
Why is there a morning?
晨星就是天快要亮以前。
For morning start to appear is just before the
太阳还没有出来。
Before the sun comes out.
那是晚上黑夜最黑最黑最黑的时候。
That is the darkest and darkest hour of the night.
那个时候伸手不见五指。
When you stretch out your hand, you can't see.
你再忍耐一会儿。
Persevere a little.
晨星就出现。
You will see the morning star.
你再忍耐一会儿。
You persevere a little more.
太阳就出来。
You'll see the sunrise.
所以弟兄姊妹、
so、brothers,
如果今天有人要得着晨星来做他的赏赐的话。
Today, if somebody is to receive the morning star as his reward.
那就是黑夜很快就过去。
That would mean the darkness is soon over.
现在黎明已经来到了。
And the dawn is near.
所以弟兄姊妹。这不就证明说对得胜者来讲
so for the overcomers,
他所在的教会、
the church that he is in,
是伸手看不见五个指头
is a condition where you stretch out your hand you cannot see your fingers
这不清楚给我们看见推啊推拉教会乃是之中教会在黑暗时期的教会吗
so this clearly says that Teratura is a time of darkness
那么撒迪教会指的什么说的呢
so what does Sardis mean
撒迪是 remnant 是余数的意思
so Sardis means remnant
你知道说以色列曾经被掳到巴比伦
so you know that Israel was taken to Babylon
几百万人离开
millions of people were taken
后来只有五万人回到耶路撒冷
only 50,000 returned to Jerusalem
好多人从巴比伦就到了伦敦到了纽约
from Babylon they went toLondon, they went to New York.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
回来到耶路撒冷重建圣殿的人只有几万人
The ones who returned to rebuild the temple is only a few thousand.
所以这个等于在这么多的百姓里面、剩下的百姓 remnant.
In all these people, the remnant, the leftovers.
好像你一大把钞票给别人的时候、
when it seems that you have a handful of money to give,
你是几万几万的。
Tens of thousands of dollars.
现在呢，你一算就一张一百块，一百块，一百块的。
So now your counting is just a few hundreds of bills.
现在我这里有几块几块的。
And now that I only have a few dollars.
还有几个铜板的。
I have few coins.
你知道吗？当你看有那么多财产的时候。
When you see that much wealth.
你看见这些铜板跟这几块几块的。
And then when you see these little bills and the coins.
你说他们是 remnant.
You will see these things as the remnant.
你看见吗？整个以色列大部分都发达了，都后来就创造一个看不见的金融的大帝国。
So the kingdom of Israel became an unseen financial kingdom.
那么现在回到耶路撒冷都是些傻瓜。
So those who return to Jerusalem are fools.
他们为什么要回来
？Why would they go back？
他们如果不回来的话
，If they did not go back，
主耶稣怎么降生在伯利恒
？How could the Lord have born in Jerusalem？
主耶稣怎么为我们钉在十字架
？How could the Lord be crucified？
弥赛亚的预言怎么能够应验
？How can the prophecy about the Messiah be？
他们知道或者不知道，他们回来是为着弥赛亚回来。
Do they know that they came back for the Messiah？
但是不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹。他们是回来这帮人，圣经称他们做 remnants。
So the ones who return, they are called the remnant.
所以给主耶稣很多麻烦那些法利赛人、文士，他们也是剩下的人。
So those who troubled the Lord Jesus, the Pharisees, the scribes, they're also part of the remnant.
那么还有门徒们也是 remnants。
The disciples are also part of.
只要回到耶路撒冷。
For those who return to Jerusalem,
比起整个以色列大体来说，他们是剩下寥寥无几的一些的人。
Compared to what is left in the kingdom of Israel, there are just a few.
弟兄姊妹，你记得马丁路德起来改革的时候
？When you remember, Martin Luther came to.
他写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
那本书就告诉我们，教会被掳到巴比伦去。
And he says that the church was taken to Babylon.
所以这什么意思呢
？What is that?
原来教会这当教会在黑暗时期的时候。
So when the church is in a time of darkness.
你看教会果然被掳到巴比伦。
And you will see the church was taken to Babylon.
所以到处都是偶像。
So you see idols everywhere.
对于神的救恩完全不认识。
You do not know the salvation of the Lord.
你看见吗？本来亚伯拉罕是从巴比伦被带到迦南的。
And you see Abraham was taken from Babylon to.
现在这些人走回头路了。
So these people are going backwards.
他们回到巴比伦去。
They returned to Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹。现在马丁路德的眼睛开启。
Now Martin Luther's eyes are open.
他起来改革的，他只想到我需要改革。
when he started to change, he thought, I need to change.
我一直在神的震怒底下,
I was under the wrath of God.
我怎么能才能够得天的欢心呢?
How can I receive how can I please the heavenly?
他一直觉得神的震怒底下,
he was under the wrath of God.
他紧张得不得了,
he was nervous.
他有一个朋友,
he had a friend.
有一个同事忽然有一天被电击怎么打死了,
was suddenly struck and killed by lightning.
他觉得神的愤怒好像一直在他的背后,
and he felt that the wrath of God was with him.
因为他生下来没有多久, 他的父亲那一张脸一直是生气的脸,
and because when he was born, his face of the father is also was also very serious. The father asked him very strictly. So when he read the Bible, think about his heavenly father, he compares that to the earthly father. He thinks that the heavenly father is angry with him. Every day he's trying to kill him. Now he's killed his friend. His friend has fallen. One of these days he's
going to fall.
So one day he returned from school. There's a big storm came. A big lightning. The lightning hit near him. So he yelled out.
他说圣安啊救救我,
Saint Anna,
save me.
If you save me, then I will go to the sanctuary. He was nervous. He thinks that God is trying to kill him.
所以第二天他就后悔了,
so the second day he regretted.
他的同朋友们也告诉他,
and his friend told him, don't do this. But he had to do what he promised.
到那天晚上的时候,
that night,
他先是请了朋友在这弹琴, 在那唱歌,
so he invited friends to sing songs.
然后和他们说再见,
and then he said farewell.
然后到了12点以前, 他去敲那个修道院的门,
so before midnight he went to knock on the door of the,
门打开了,
the door opened,
又关上了,
and then closed.
现在马丁路德就被关在那个门的后面,
so the Martin Luther is closed inside.
现在世界完全被关在外面,
and the world is closed on the outside.
马丁路德就关在里面,
and Martin Luther is closed in.
为什么修道院?
Why the,
现在应该他可以更靠近神了,
now that he can be more near to God.
如果世界远了,
if the world is further, then God should be near.
所以他就在那里苦修, 苦待他自己,
and so he
苦修, 就是,
he treated him harshly.
Yeah, yeah. 然后呢, 半夜2点钟就起来了,
he rise up 2 o'clock in the morning.
他吃得很少很少,
he eat very little.
他说我只要能苦待我自己, 我就能上天堂,
if I treat myself harshly, he said that I will go to heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗?
Do you understand?
一直到有一天他主的话, 读罗马书的时候,
one day he read the book of Romans, he understand.
主给他看见义人必因信的生,
and the righteous will be born by faith.
他眼睛才开启了,
his eyes were open.
所以一开始的时候, 他只想到我怎么改革我自己,
one day he just said, how can I change myself?
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他一面他发现了圣经是神的话,
when he realized the Bible is the word of Lord.
圣经是开了他的眼睛,
the Bible opened his eyes.
他很有把握,
he is very assured.
他找到真理,
he's found the truth.
为什么因信称义呢?
Righteousness by faith.
因为圣经这么说的,
because Bible says,
他很有把握,
he is very assured.
马丁路德就得救了,
Martin Luther was saved.
感谢主, 他得救的时候, 在修道院一个塔里面,
when he was saved, he was on a tower.
所以他讲那个经历, 他高塔的经历,
he speaks that as his experience in the high tower.
就在那个高塔里面, 他蒙恩得救了,
on the high tower he was saved.
他说如果有一个人能靠着苦修, 能够苦待自己, 能够变成圣人的话, 他说, 马丁路德, 我马丁路德老早就是圣人,
if he said, if someone can become righteous by treating himself harshly, then my Martin Luther, I'll be saint a long time ago.
现在你看见吗? 圣经, 是最高的权威,
now you see that Bible is the highest standard.
因信称义, 是基础的福音的真理,
righteousness by faith is the basic of truth.
他只想到自己,
He only thought about himself.
他只想到改革他自己,
he only thought about change himself. But because he is faithful to the word of God, now he reads the Bible.
3年之内,
in 3 years,
你知道这个真理像洪水一样从天上倾倒下来,
truth was like a flood came down from heaven.
他的眼睛的鳞片就全部就掉下来了,
and the scale of his eyes completely fell.
在这个以前,
before that,
他从来没有想到教会是不对过的,
he never thought the church is wrong.
教皇代表基督,
the Pope represents Christ.
他不会错的,
he cannot be wrong.
人离开旧教会, 没有救恩,
if you leave the church, you cannot have salvation.
绝对不会错的,
that's not right.
所以弟兄姊妹, 在他的感觉, 唯一错的不是教会, 唯一错的他这个人,
in his opinion, church is not wrong, only the wrong is himself.
他从来没有改革, 要改革教会, 他只要改革他这个人,
he never wanted to change the church, but just himself.
现在他得救了,
but now he's saved.
弟兄姊妹, 现在就根据他所读的圣经,
according to the Bible that he
read, 他好好读的时候,
when he read it,
亮光就来了,
when he received illumination,
然后他就写了一本书,
then he wrote a book.
就是很明显的教会怎么被落到巴比伦去,
is how the church was taken to Babylon.
弟兄姊妹, 如果教会是巴比伦的话,
if the church is Babylon,
神对于巴比伦的呼召是怎么说, 在巴比伦里面是怎么说,
what does the Lord say to Babylon?
你们应当从他们中间出来,
you need to leave them.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是神讲到巴比伦要倾倒了, 那么那些所有在巴比伦里面要赶快出来, 免得和他一头灭亡。
This is what it says, Babylon is about to fail, so all those who are in it, you need to leave.
明白吧?
Do you understand?
如果你真的看见, 整个的罗马天主教原来是巴教会被掳到巴比伦的话,
you see, if the Roman Catholic was taken to Babylon,
现在问题就是, 如果你仍旧忠于巴比伦,
if you are faithful to Babylon,
你愿意和他一同沉沦呢,
if you want to be destroyed with
them, 你还是应当从他们中间出来,
or should you leave them?
所以对于巴比伦, 神的命令很简单的就是要出来,
so for Babylon, the command of the Lord is very clear.
所以, 所以主的话怎么说呢?
So what does the Lord say?
我的民啊, 你们要从那城出来,
my people leave that city.
问题解决了, 弟兄姊妹,
that problem is solved.
这是马丁路德从来没有想到要做的一件事,
Martin Luther never thought of doing it.
这就好像罗德和罗德的妻子需要天使把他们拉着手拉出来的,
it's like Lot and his wife needs to be taken out of the city by the hand of the angel.
马丁路德从来在他的观念里面没有想到这件事情,
Martin Luther never thought about that.
结果感谢主,
弟兄姊妹, but thank the Lord.
主给他看见,
the Lord showed him,
教会被掳到巴比伦,
when the church was taken to Babylon.
所以教会给你的感觉是个祭司的国度,
the church give you a feeling it's a nation of priests.
因为什么是教会呢?
What is a church?
教会等于祭司,
church equals priest.
你所看见的是祭司,
what you see is priest.
你所看见当望弥撒的人有祭司在那里分饼和杯,
you see during mass that the priest will give you bread and the cup.
弟兄姊妹, 教会什么时候会等于祭司呢?
When does the church equal to a priest?
结果你看见这个是罗马天主教,
and you will see that is the Roman Catholic.
但等到马丁路德再读圣经的时候,
but when Martin Luther read the Bible,
只要主的宝血拯救了多少人, 就有多少个祭司。
You see, the blood of the Lord saves how many? That many is the priest. Between us and God, there's only one high priest.
主耶稣乃是大祭司,
Jesus Christ is the high priest.
我们靠着主的宝血, 每一个人都能来到主的面前,
through his precious blood, everyone can come to him.
我们与神之间没有一个居间阶级,
in between us, there is no
clerical
class.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以既然是如此,
if that's the case,
那么现在马丁路德所 看见的情形是什么样的情形?
What does Martin Luther see?
那是被落到巴比伦的情形,
you see a condition that is taken to Babylon.
那是落到宗教里面的情形,
it's fallen into religion.
所以感谢主,
brother, thank you.
现在马丁路德清楚了,
now Martin Luther is clear.
所以马丁路德所看见是三个大点,
so what he sees is three big points.
第一, 一本公开的圣经,
one, an open Bible.
一个绝对至上的权威的 一本圣经。
The highest authority, that is the Bible.
他不只改，他不只支配我的生活。
And not only he commands my life,
他也支配我的信仰。
And he also dictates my belief.
这就是圣经。
That's the Bible.
那么感谢主，到底我们救恩的根基是什么？我们怎么能得救呢？
I thank the Lord, how can we be saved?
得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
Through grace and by faith.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我就这么样就因信称义。
And that is how I received.
但是我就一个人做基督徒吗
？But do I be a Christian by myself？
不是的
，No，
每一个人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest。
我是祭司
，I'm a priest。
你也是祭司
，You're also a priest。
不是到修道院才看见个祭司
，Not just you go to a place to see。
不对的，不是到礼拜堂才看见祭司
，You don't see a priest in the assembly。
满街所有蒙恩得救的人，他就是祭司。
Everyone who is saved is a priest。
所以弟兄姊妹，马丁路德所看见的第三个最大的点是什么？就人人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
这是意思，这就是主所说的，你们都是弟兄。
And that's why the Lord said, "You're all brothers."
这就是保罗所说的，我们彼此互相做肢体。
And that's what Paul said, "We're all the body, members of the body."
所以讲到因信称义。
So when you say righteousness by faith,
是我个人得救了。
That is yourself.
人人是祭司。
If everyone is a priest,
表示说主把我生在他的家里面。
It is to say that the Lord born me to His house.
感谢主，我不过是身基督身体上的一个肢体就是。
I thank the Lord, I am a member of the body.
想想看。
Think about it.
这个发现是何等荣耀的发现。
That is a glorious discovery.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在你看见有人从巴比伦回来了。
You see that someone has returned from Babylon.
马丁路德把教会从巴比伦就带回了耶路撒冷。
Martin Luther has returned from Babylon to Jerusalem.
那不止马丁路德。
Not just him.
还有一个人叫做茨威里 ，Zwingli.
Another one is called Zwingli.
还有一个人就是 Calvin， 加尔文。
John Calvin.
所以弟兄姊妹，在德国，在法国，在瑞士，你看见这些人被主兴起来了。
So you see these people in Germany, in France, in Switzerland. These people are raised by.
他们像所罗巴摩、像约书亚一样，就把以色列人从巴比伦带回耶路撒冷。
They like Zerubbabel and Joshua. They returned to Jerusalem.
但是不要弄错了。回来的人不是大部分的人。
The ones who returned are not the majority.
回来的人只是少数的人。
But only a remnant.
剩下的人。
But the ones that are not.
所以现在我们讲撒迪教会的时候。
But so when we say the church in Sardis.
特别举到16世纪以后。
Especially after the 16th century.
教会不再黑暗了。
The church is no longer in darkness.
因着马丁路德看见曙光，我们也看见曙光。
Because when he sees the light, we also see.
加尔文看见曙光，我们也看见曙光。
When Calvin sees the light, we also see.
所以撒迪教会。
So the church in Sardis.
重新看见了福音的光。
Has also seen the light of the gospel.
我现在不需要买赎罪券了。
I no longer need to purchase.
我不能用钱叫我能上天堂。
Money cannot let me go into heaven.
我也不能积很多的 merit 功德来上天堂。
I cannot accumulate merits to go to heaven.
得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
Salvation is by grace and through faith.
当福音的光没有照亮的时候。
Before the light of the gospel.
我伸手看不见五指。
I cannot see my hand.
当福音的光照亮的时候。
When the light of the gospel is light up.
我说我看见了。
I seen.
我看见什么
？What did I see?
得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
Salvation is by grace.Through faith.
我不只看见我得救了
Not only I see that I am saved, he's also saved.
人人都是祭司
All are priests.
我们互相做肢体
We're all members of the body.
我们都是弟兄
We're all brothers.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你看见什么了
What did you see?
你看见了基督的身体
You see the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这是现在他们得着晨星
And now they have received the morning star.
他们不只得着晨星
Not only the morning star.
回来的人到底还是少数
The remnants are a few people.
你看见吗？当初是少数，现在还是不是多数
In the past, it's a minority. Now it's still not a majority.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你按理来看这个光，应该很多人都看见才对。
You see, many people should see the light.
但是没有。
But no, that's not.
这些回来的人只是少数的人。
The remnants are just the minority.
只是几百万里面的五万就是。
It's like 50,000 out of millions.
就是你几千万美金里面，现在有点零头，几块钱、几毛钱而已。
Millions of dollars, but just a little change.
但那个就是撒底的意思。
And that's what Sardis means.
因为撒底就是 remnant.
Sardis means remnant.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
在马丁路德 在加尔文的率领他们的带领之下
After the leading of John Calvin and Martin Luther
你如果读教会历史的话
You read church history
现在教会的光景你不能用推啊推拉来形容不对了
You cannot represent the condition of church today with Terra
特别是16世纪以后
Especially after the 16th century
那么除了推啊推拉还在之外
Tyatira still exists.
因为推亚推拉一直维持到主再来。
It will remain until the coming of the Lord.
撒迪是如此。
Sardis is the same.
菲勒杰菲也是如此。
Philadelphia is the same.
老底加也是如此。
Laodicea is the same.
这七个教会里面
All the seven churches.
有四个都要维持到主回来。
Four out of the seven churches will remain.
所以当菲勒杰菲菲勒推亚推拉仍旧往前的时候
So when Tyatira moves forward,
等到改革运动以后
After the
Reformation,
the Reformation,
有一个反改革的运动
There is an anti-Reformation.
等到他们真的兴起一个反改革运动的时候
When they started this anti-Reformation,
你看见改革的旋风就被挡住了
You see the movement of Reformation was blocked.
所以你看全世界只有在德国
So you see in the whole world is only Germany.
在哪里呢？在北欧
in North Europe
还有呢在瑞士
Switzerland
在法国的一部分
part of France
在荷兰
in Holland
这个好像当时的歌山地一样
it's like the
歌山你知道当整个埃及地这个黑暗的时候就歌山那块地是亮的
so when the land of Egypt is in darkness only the land of Goshen is light up
你看见没有西班牙
In Spain,
还是全地黑暗的
is dark.
法国还是全地黑暗的
France is still in darkness.
等到后来西班牙拿下了南美以后
When Spain conquered South America,
这西班牙怎样是一片黑暗的然后南美也是怎样是一片黑暗的
How Spain was in darkness, South America was in darkness.
他们在北美登陆的时候
When they landed in North America,
最早在 Florida,
Earliest is in Florida.
所以在 Florida 在早期都也是如此的。
In the early days of Florida is like that.
后来他们在法国登陆了。
They landed in France.
不对，我说错，在加拿大登陆了。
They landed in Canada.
那是特别从法国移民去内败。
It's those who came from France.
因为法国是在黑暗的笼罩底下。
Because France was covered in darkness.
所以在今天为什么加拿大有法语的世界？你只要是法语的世界。你看见那个老原来的旧路仍旧维持在那。
So you see in the French Canadian part of the country, you see that the old ways remained.
所以一直到今天
，even today，
你如果来看统计数字的话
，if you look at the statistics，
全世界有600,000,000人。
There's how many? Six billion.
Six billion. Yeah. 大概有200,000,000人是基督徒。
There's 2 billion Christians.
他们自己说他们是基督徒。
They self-claim they are Christians.
得救没有得救，我们暂时不去管。
We don't care about if they are saved.
但是请大家记得。
Please remember.
在这200,000,000基督徒有一半。
Out of these 2 billion people, half of them.
他们所走的路，仍旧是推呀推拉的，仍旧推呀推拉的路。
They still walk on the ways of territory.
他们仍旧维持一种光景，是马丁路德改革以前的情形。
They still kept the condition before the Reformation.
所以，请大家记得。
Please remember.
很清楚，很清楚的。
Very clearly.
你看见吗？这些真的从巴比伦回来的。
For those who returned from Babylon,
他们是属于少数的。
They are the minority.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
这个就是16世纪以后的教会的情形。
That is the condition of the church after the 16th century.
所以这就是当我们来到了撒底的教会。
So when we come to the church in Sardis,
我想我们很清楚。
We're very clear.
终于在历史上到了第16世纪。
Finally, in the time we've come to the 16th century,
现在我们看见光了。
We've seen the light.
有最少三道的光照射出来。
At least we've seen 3 beams of light.
至高无上权威的圣经。
The highest authority is the Bible.
我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
And salvation is by grace through faith.
人人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这是何等的亮光。
That is a great revelation.
这告诉我们说黎明已经来到了。
That means that dawn has come.
虽然许多人仍旧愿意留在巴比伦。
Even though many people is willing to remain in Babylon.
但是靠着主的恩典。
But through His grace,
we
can return to Jerusalem.
我们为什么要回来?
Why do we return?
因为我们知道我们回来是为着弥赛亚而回来。
Because we know we came back for the Messiah.
当初以色列人怎么样等候弥赛亚回来?
How the Israel waited for the Messiah.
我们也怎样等候我们的主回来?
We also wait for the return of the Lord.
所以感谢主弟兄。
We thank the Lord.
如果今天我们回到耶路撒冷,
if today we go back to Jerusalem,
是为着迎接弥赛亚,
is to receive the Messiah,
迎接我们的主回来的话,
is to receive the Lord.
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们虽然是剩下的百姓,
even though we are the remnants,
但是看看, 想想看,
but you think about it,
当整个的教会好像失去了救恩,
when the entire church has lost salvation,
当整个的教会落在黑暗的光景,
when the entire church has fallen into darkness,
现在主恩待我们,
and the Lord is gracious to us,
让我们看见了福音的光,
we have seen the light of the gospel.
最早是保罗在大马色路上看见那个光,
at the very first is Paul saw that light on the way to Damascus,
后来就失落了,
then that light was lost,
失落了几乎一千年之久,
it's lost for almost 1,000 years,
的确是一千年之久,
it's 1,000 years,
头四百年恐怕还是亮的,
first 400 years is still bright,
但是慢慢慢慢你知道说从500年一直到1500年，大概这1000多年你看见整个的救恩好像全部都失落了。
From 500 to 1500 you see that the salvation is lost.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主兴起马丁路德。
The Lord raised up Martin Luther.
是马丁路德自己做梦也没有想到。
Martin Luther never dreamed of it.
马丁路德再英雄也产生不出改革运动来。
Martin Luther, however a hero he is, he could not think of a reformation.
他根本没有想到要做这件事。
He never thought about it.
是圣灵要做这件事。
The Holy Spirit wanted to do that.
圣灵要把我们带回到从巴比伦带回来。
The Holy Spirit wants to bring us back.
那么好，我们终于回来了。
So now we have come back.
从十六世纪以后，我们都回来了。
And after the 16th century, we all
came back. 是马丁路德、加尔文把我们带回来。
Martin Luther and John Calvin brought us back.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
我们的主有什么话要对我们说吗？
What does the Lord have to say to us?
我们的主有话对撒迪教会说吗？
What does the Lord have to say to Sardis?
有的。
Yes.
我想我们下一堂我们会继续来看主对撒迪是怎么说的。
We will read into it in the next session.
你就知道说主对我们今天是怎么说的。
So you will know how the Lord speaks to us today.
好，我想我们没有结束，我们是希望能够下一堂继续下去。
We have not ended, we just paused.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手。
Lord, we give these words into your hand.
求你继续对教会说。
Lord, please speak to the church continually.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.